Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here at the Asta River Cruise Expo this year in Amsterdam. And I'm here with a familiar face, if you've been watching us, Ellen Bettridge, who's the president and CEO of Uniworld Boutique River Cruises. And we're actually on her really essentially brand new ship. We're going to talk about this ship and a whole lot more about what's going on with Uniworld on Insider Travel Report. Ellen, first of all, great to see you. And actually, I'm staying on this ship with
awesome.
You, SS Victoria,
yes.
Which came from another brand.
It did.
We're going to talk about that. But first of all, let's talk about this ship. Why did you want this ship? And then you're going to get a twin that you're going to call SS Elizabeth next year, right?
Absolutely. You know, at Uniworld, we've been so focused over the last few years of ensuring that we're maintaining our position in the luxury space. Mm-hmm. So we made a very conscious decision to sell off one of our older ships, the Empress. Mm-hmm. So we sold her off this year. So this ship will replace the Empress. And then as we prepare for our new build in 2026.
And we're going to talk about that. You just announced this week, just before I had it up, the first day of the River Cruise Expo.
Yeah. So you have to we wanted to ensure that we had kept the capacity, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we're elevating what we're doing.
Okay, so then you have Elizabeth coming on, which is, and to be honest, this was, I wouldn't say old Crystal ship because they were brand new.
Yeah.
And so when Crystal went bankrupt and they were briefly acquired by Riverside, and Riverside is now, what is the arrangement? It's like a 3-year lease with an option to extend, right?
Yeah, so we have a 3-year lease on this one and we'll have a 3-year lease on the Elizabeth. And then we'll see how it is. I always say we're test driving. Right?
Well, it's a beautiful ship. Yeah. It's different from your other, every ship you have is different. That's the thing.
They are. What I like about this ship, though, it's modern elegance,
right?
And so I really believe we now have something for everyone who's in the luxury space.
No, and it was the least capacity. I think it's 110 guests, which, and even your ships have low capacity, but this is even less, right?
It is. It is. And there's a lot of open spaces, fantastic dining room, beautiful swimming pool, huge suites. I think everyone this week, that's what they've been wowed by.
Yeah,
is the size.
We went to the Royal Suite, and I'm like, it keeps going.
Yeah. And you know what? But it's so perfect for like two couples traveling together, take over that 2-bedroom suite and have the room in the middle, or for families. I mean, everyone's asking, how many people can I put in here? What's the average age? I mean, advisors are really excited about it.
Now, so you have these two ships, and where's this one going to sail?
This is going to sail here on the Rhine. So she'll do castles along the Rhine will be kind of her primary thing. So, you know, going Amsterdam to Basel. Looking forward to it. I'm actually hosting a cruise on it this year, too, which will be fun for me. I actually get to sail on her for a whole week.
That'll be fun. That'll be like that. And then Elizabeth, when she comes in, where's she going to be?
So she is also going to be here on the Rhine. So she'll do a little bit different itinerary. But the idea being is, in case we ever have a low water situation, you've got two sister ships that can do a ship swap.
Yeah, which sadly has become something that people worry about. But if you do have two sister ships, you can go back and forth.
Right.
Now, you mentioned it earlier. You do have on order now a new ship.
We do.
The SS Emily.
Yeah.
And what's Emily for?
What's Emily for? So, all of our Uniworld ships have to have a story. Like, we want them to be inspired by something.
Right.
So, that ship's going to be inspired by Gustav Klimt. And his muse was Emily, E-M-I-L-I-E, Emily.
Right.
So we thought, how great is that name?
It is a great name. And then, of course, I remember I observed in my thing about it is that a lot of river ships go to the famous Belvedere Palace where the Klimt Museum is.
Absolutely.
And you can see that when you're in Vienna.
And
I'm sure that, and I know you do because I've been there with you guys, but it's a really great. And what will this ship be like? What's the capacity going to be?
So we're still working through that. It'll be somewhere between 138 and 142 passengers.
Right.
She'll be 135. She'll be a big ship. You know, she'll be like the size of the Maria Theresa. And she'll have, we've been working through her dining venues and working through her spaces. And what's fun about this is we get to say, what are our favorite things about all of our Uniworld ships to make that something special, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's great. Now, total, right now, with the addition of this ship, and let's not count Elizabeth and the next one, what do you have now? How many ships?
17.
17 ships.
Yep.
So then that'll make it, do the math, 19.
Yeah.
I'm an editor. I don't know math.
Yeah.
But that's wonderful. So you have 19 ships, 19-year-old, and you're sailing all over Europe.
Yep.
And, of course, you have ships on the Nile, I think, and also you have Mekong as well, right?
Absolutely. So 88% of our capacity is here in Europe.
Right.
We then have two ships on the Nile. So in 2021, we launched the Super Ship Sphinx. We've also got the River Tosca that's been completely renovated. Mm-hmm. I think when the Gem comes back, those ships are going to be amazing and sell like crazy, which is fun. We then have the incredible Mekong Jewel, which launched in 2020. So, I mean,
it's barely been used,
and she's stunning. Yeah. And her largest suites, by the way, are 925 square feet. I mean, can you imagine?
It's way too small for me. I'm sorry. After I get to the royal suite here, I got it.
Yeah, and then we have India, which is really...
One of the ones who does India, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so with India, what's very cool is it's a land and a cruise experience. So you are staying at three different Oberoi's. You have the option at the end to go to Varanasi. I mean, it is really a bucket list. We also partner with the Maharaj Express, which we've added on to that India experience.
Yeah, you do a couple of interesting things with rail. I love the combinations that you've developed with that.
You know, so it was very personal, rail. So my father worked on the railroad. So growing up, I love rail. I love trains. So I said, but what a great way to travel. It's very similar to river cruising if you stop and think about it. And so we work with Golden Eagle Luxury Trains, and they do a lot of our things connected with our Venice experience, right, which, by the way, we're really the only ones.
I was going to mention that you are the only ones that do Venice, and you've refurbished that entire ship, right?
We have. That ship's also gone through a massive transformation. So we literally gutted it out. We designed it with partnership through the House of Fortuny. She's absolutely stunning. She's got the best pizza in town on the top deck.
You're going to invite me for that because I am a pizza connoisseur. I said the two things I rate ships are pizza and pain au chocolat, chocolate croissant. We have one a few here, unfortunately, but you're gonna have to live up to that, right?
There you go. Absolutely. No, it is actually one of my favorite experiences. You are in the Veneto region, you're spending three solid days in Venice, which I think there's no better local hotel than being on board that ship. That's for sure.
And you're not one of the big cruise ships where they're gradually banning those, and so you're a very small ship in the middle of this beautiful country. And the Po is an interesting river too.
Yeah. So we actually are not going on the Po anymore.
You're not? Okay, I thought hot news. I always thought it was the Po. What is the river?
So we're actually doing the Veneto region. So we made a conscious decision that, you know, the Po didn't have a lot to offer. So, you know, we're listening to our guests, taking the feedback and saying, what do you want out of this? So we added a docking spot over on Burano. So what we do with our guests is we sail, you're in Venice, then they sail up to Chioggia, which is really close to the Adriatic Sea. So you're up in that area, and then they go off into some wonderful excursions and things around the area, go to a great mussel farm, some great bicycling, some great little villages and shops. Then they come down and they're staying overnight in Burano, and from there we're going to Torcello, you're going to Murano, and then you're coming back over and you're ending up in Venice.
So you're all over the lagoon area,
area, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I did not know that.
Talk about the best views of Venice. You know what I mean?
Because Venice from the sea is the water is amazing.
It is. It is. So guests are really enjoying it and really loving it. And I think it's a hidden gem. And next year we're going to offer you, they have a pre-Milan right now. And next year we're adding a post-Rome. Once again, listening to our clients, what do they want, right?
Now, you've been very innovative in itineraries overall. I know you have some really kind of long, extended ones too, right? Yep. Now, there's one coming up this year? Right?
Yeah, we've got some new ones coming up. So we're adding, we're connecting together, the idea of the wines in Bordeaux and the wines in Portugal, right? And so bringing those together. So
I like that combination.
I like that combination too. But once again, it's like, what do our consumers want? What do they like, And the longer itineraries, they sell well. It's amazing how many people want to get on board and go and just keep on going. So, whether it's Ultimate France and they're doing all three, so they're doing the Seine, they're doing the Rhone, and then they're ending up in Bordeaux. So that's a big one as well.
So very innovative with itineraries. And you also offer some cruises for families, right?
We do, absolutely. Yes, we've got our Generation Cruises. So we do them on the really popular in the summer on the castles along the Rhine and on a Danube cruise. But then also we added this year, we have Christmas markets, of course. We also added Egypt this year for Generations. And we operated this year, and I was kind of anxious as to how it was going to all pull together. It was phenomenal. The families that came back, we called them and specifically asked, how'd it go? What'd you like? What could we do different? And there was nothing we could do different. We had kids who were crying when they left because they loved it so much.
Oh, well, it's fantastic. As a kid, I think I would have loved it when I first, my first river cruise, I can't remember the line because it was a local line, was on the Nile.
Oh, okay.
So I did it before, I'm dating myself, the 92 Asta in Cairo. And I was on board for 5 days, and it was the most amazing experience I ever had. It was really, and since then I've had obviously a lot of different river cruises, but that is a wonderful cruise, and to be a kid and doing that would be amazing.
Yeah, no, we think it's definitely a hit, so we'll be having that again in 2024.
Have you taken your kids? Well, your kids aren't kids anymore. Neither are mine.
Aren't kids anymore. But yes, so my oldest daughter went. She was 15 years old. So we went there back in my days of working at American Express. And my youngest daughter, I took her last year for her graduation from college.
That's a perfect thing.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell our 125,000 travel advisors out there? A lot of them, you know, they're here. They're in force. This is the largest Astra River Cruise Expo they've had ever. It's been in Budapest the last 2 years. It's in Amsterdam this year. Next year it was announced they'll be in Vienna. And I assume you'll be there.
Of course.
But anything else you want to tell them about Uniworld today?
Absolutely. You know, Uniworld continues to be very focused, as I said earlier, about elevating our brand. Mm-hmm. You know, Uniworld, we are truly all-inclusive, and I think that's it's just a wonderful experience on board because you never have to worry about anything. You know, we're really proud of our crew, you know, who are our employees who have been with us for years, and we're really looking forward to the next chapter and how we continue to wow advisors and help support them and help advisors understand how to sell the difference, right? There's a, you know, we're in a really small industry. There's something for everyone. Sure. And it's about how do we help them understand the differences between our brands so that they put the right customer on the right experience.
Well, this is really, if you want luxury, this is one of the great brands for luxury. It always has been. You keep on, you know, opening the envelope, whatever the expression is. You keep on innovating and doing different things. I mean, we have butlers on board. We have everything here. It really, you have taken this ship, which was a great ship when it was under Crystal, and now you've made your own impression on it, I think, and I'm sure you'll do that with Elizabeth when it comes out next year.
Absolutely. No, we're ready for her, and we're ready for a great season.
And then you're ready for the SS Emily, and that's 2026. 2026. So you're almost every year.
2026 is also the 50th anniversary of Uniworld. 50 years.
And you are one of the original companies.
We are.
We were talking about that the other night. I mean, the main early companies were, people forget Peter Dialman, which nobody remembers because it's long gone.
Yep.
Then we have Viking and we have Uniworld, right?
That's right. We were the three of us were the ones that got started. And it's great to see how we've evolved. And we're looking forward to the next 50 years.
Well, I know Uniworld originally was not what Uniworld was originally. Uniworld is very different from when I used to know it back in the 90s.
Yeah.
They thought we're going to put American food on European rivers and make Americans go, and they did. All due credit, but you have when the Tolman family and TTC basically took over this, it changed the world. I mean, it really was. And I was on some of the original christenings for the Marie Antoinette, the Catherine, and it's just light years different from what I thought of Uniworld, and you've made it even better.
Thank you very much. No, and you know, it's that influence of the incredible Red Carnation Hotels, and we like to think of ourselves as a floating boutique hotel. And you know, and it's good to be different.
Absolutely. Well, Ellen, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know it's a busy time here. We're going zooming around doing interviews. We got the trade show coming up. Yep. It's been a great conference. I'm sure, you know, Asta's really hit one out of the park with this conference. And I've been happily going to this the third year running. And it's great to see you, as always, here on this beautiful new ship. And I'm staying and I love it. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome, James. Nice to see you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.